This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1949, The Art of Saying No, and Too Tired to Be Inspired, both by Angelina Lee of exploringplanb.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your narrator. I read to you from some of the best blogs in the world every day covering personal development and growth, lifestyle, minimalism, and more. And I have two posts today, both from Angelina Lee, so let's get right to them and continue optimizing your life. The Art of Saying No by Angelina Lee of exploringplanb.com. Quote, when you say yes to others, make sure you are not saying no to yourself. Paulo Coelho. It is so easy to find ourselves inundated in a world of too much. By saying yes to offers, opportunities, and obligations that come our way, we quickly become overwhelmed, overburdened, and offset. Why we say yes. There are so many reasons why we agree to do things that we wouldn't otherwise choose to do. Some reasons are laudable. Sometimes we are met with a genuine desire to help and to make ourselves useful. Being able to give of our time and our talents in order to lift a burden brings blessings both in ways that we may never expect and in ways that we may never know. There are other times, however, when our reasons are far more complicated. There are times when we feel like we have no choice. We may feel as though declining an invitation may strain a relationship. We may feel as though turning down a matter will leave a client exposed. We may feel as though no is not an option because we have always said yes. The truth, however, is that we always have a choice. By saying yes to anything, we are inherently saying no to something. The more we commit ourselves to, the less we can pour ourselves into what really matters to us. Dealing with guilt. There was a time when the only person I said no to was myself. If I'm honest, I did this without even realizing that I was telling myself no. The profound guilt that would overtake me if I considered declining a request was relentless. I would often spend hours mulling over excuses that I knew I would never be brave enough to make. I recognize now that I had a tremendous fear of disappointing others, especially the people closest to me. Confronting that fear has been the first step to peace. I entered the workforce with the belief that one must never refuse work. I can see now the danger that accompanies that belief, not just to one's sense of balance, but to one's overall health and well-being. Even now, when I turn a client down, I wonder to myself whether I am being unreasonable. Surely one more matter won't hurt. History has taught me that there will always be one more matter. There will always be one more invitation. There will always be one more need. There's always something vying for our time and attention. I have found that the key is to set intention. When we clearly define to ourselves what is important to us and how we want to spend our time, saying no becomes almost tangible. The freedom that comes with no. By saying no, we create margin. Margin is the space in our lives, in our schedules, and in our homes where we are simply allowed to be. Without margin, our lives resemble a never-ending checklist. Without margin, our calendars tell us that there are not enough hours in the day, nor enough life in our years. Without margin, there can be no stillness and peace. There can be no space to lose ourselves in the moment. There can be no opportunity to be. Saying no gives us the ability to pursue things that really matter to us. It allows us to experience things that we could never have anticipated, but for a few moments of stillness. It allows us to take a step back and to observe life hurriedly buzzing all around us. It allows us to walk where we may never have dared to before. It is surprising where a few steps on a new path can lead you. Ironically, the greatest freedom that comes with saying no is the ability to say yes. Yes to precious moments with loved ones. Yes to spontaneity and passion. Yes to life. I have another post coming up in just a sec, but first, wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep and focus and act and be better? There is, and if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. I talk about it on the show a lot. Meditation is a practice worth trying, and having an app to guide you along can really make the difference of sticking to it. That's how it is for me. Headspace keeps me going. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I'm not just saying that. One of my favorite things about Headspace in particular is that it's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/old, that's headspace.com/old, for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/old today. Too Tired to Be Inspired by Angelina Lee of exploringplanb.com. I haven't recorded my thoughts in a while. I came down with the flu and felt miserable. I was sick, I was lethargic, and I was tired. Too tired to be inspired. This was fine with me as I knew that the feeling would pass. I listened to my body and didn't push my limits. I allowed myself to step back and to get the rest that I needed. As always, taking time to rest worked wonders. There was a time, however, not so long ago when being too tired was my default state. I wasn't sick, but I was in definite need of healing. My body may have been healthy, but my spirit felt weak and depleted. Rest was the obvious course of treatment, but I had no time to fill that prescription. As I thought about this, about living in a constant state of exhaustion, I suddenly understood why I had gone so long without feeling like myself. I was too tired to be inspired. I was too tired to notice. I was too tired to create. I was too tired to pursue passion. Whereas I know that there are times when we will truly be too tired for many things and for many reasons, I am determined to no longer allow exhaustion to be my natural state. And so I now allow myself the time to rest and to recover, even though I may not be ill. I allow myself the space to breathe and to notice, even though I may have much to do. I allow myself the opportunity to create and to be inspired, even though the creativity and inspiration have nothing to do with my job description. I use the word allow because I used to think that these things were prohibited, that they were somehow a misuse of precious billable hours. But the truth is, a life without these avenues for being equates to a life in which we constantly feel too tired. I no longer want to be too tired to be inspired. You just listened to the post titled The Art of Saying No and Too Tired to Be Inspired, both by Angelina Lee of exploringplanb.com. That should do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow in the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.